We're joined by Barry Bloom of MLB.com, the senior writer, and always nice to see you. Welcome back to Arizona, pal.
Thanks, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very good. We've got our Willie Mays event coming up on Thursday at Scottsdale Tommy Bahama. You'll be there.
Yeah, exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, you were in the Grapefruit League. Now, we're in the Cactus League, and, you know, we get ethnocentric here, you know.
Right.
We don't really acknowledge the Grapefruit League unless we watch MLB TV. You can see just about every game. But you went to, what, 11 camps in 8 days?
No, the other way around.
Eight camps in
11 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like I could have done a reality show.
Really? Amazing. So give us some of the insights on the Florida Citrus League.
Well, as you can imagine, there's a lot of tumult going on around the Yankees these days with the Japanese contingent, in there.
Didn't Tanaka pitch yesterday?
Yeah, Tanaka pitched yesterday. But I was there on Thursday for Jeter's first game, and in uniform, which is the most amazing collection of Japanese players I've ever seen in the U.S. in one uniform. You had Hideki Matsui in for 2 weeks as a batting coach, Ichiro, Tanaka, and Kuroda all there.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because Ichiro and Matsui have a rivalry that's gone back to their Japan days. They're not the greatest of friends, but they respect each other. And everybody's waiting to see how Tanaka evolves. And he pitched 2 scoreless innings and struck out 3 guys yesterday. And I was talking to Brian Cashman, the Yankee general manager, about this. And he said, you know, Brendan Steiner, who's the memorabilia maven and the official memorabilia maven of the Yankees, he said he should get a lithograph done and get them all to sign it, and he'll make a ton of money.
It's like that 500 home run lithograph, you know, that everybody signed. You see that?
Right.
That going around.
Oh, yeah,
very
exactly.
Good. You look at Tanaka, and did you actually see him pitch at all? Have you seen
him? I saw him do a little bit of a bullpen.
What'd you think?
I liked him. He's got a nice fluid motion. You know, his thing, kind of like Darvish, where it's sort of like he has 100 pitches and it's like try to narrow it down to like a few that you do good. But I think his control is probably going to be a lot better than Darvish. And him coming up to the major leagues as a 25-year-old rather than, I think, Darvish was, what, 21 or 20, 22 when he came up. I think he's ahead of the game. He seems to be the nicest kid. You know, and I listened to him in the clubhouse the other day. You know, at the end, I always like to give the Damar Gato thank you in Japanese. And then his interpreter told me what – I said good luck, and his interpreter told me what the word in Japanese is for good luck. And then I got this big smile from Tanaka, and I said to his interpreter, tell him it took me 6 years to get a smile like that out of Ichiro.
Yeah, and I bet you actually ordered Maguro instead of saying good luck. You probably ordered some sort of sushi at that point.
Probably, yeah,
right,
exactly.
Probably at that point.
Right.
All right, where else did you go? You can tell I'm hungry already.
Well, I did, you know, basically the only way to contain it is you stay away from the East Coast or you stay away from the West Coast. So what I did was I went to the West Coast, started in Tampa, went down to Fort Myers, crossed back up to Lakeland, down to Sarasota, Bradenton. Mm. So along the way, I saw Red Sox, Twins, Rays, Tigers, Phillies up in Clearwater, Yankees in Tampa, Pirates in Bradenton, and Orioles in Sarasota. So I got a pretty good taste bumping in and out, you know, helicoptering in every day.
Let's talk a couple of the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh teams, Pennsylvania teams. The Giants are going to see them. What was your take on the Phillies? Now, there's a lot going on there. Larry Bowa, your good friend, is the bench coach for Ryan Sandberg.
Right.
Cole Hamels, is he ready? What does the pitching look like?
No, Cole Hamels isn't ready. You know, Lee is, obviously. You know, they're trying to figure out their rotation. I was there on Saturday, and they had Tony Gwynn Jr. is a non-roster player in camp there. And he's you know, trying to get back there. And I thought it was sweet that he was wearing his dad's old number for the first time in the major leagues over there. But as Tony said to me afterwards, the alternative was that his non-roster player was to wear 89. So he finally acquiesced to wearing 19. But, you know, I think the Phillies are going to be good. The Pirates.
So you think the Phillies will be good?
I think they'll be, you know, it's all like so many teams where if this happens, if this happens, if that happens. But still, when you put out a lineup that has healthy Utley, Howard, you know, now, You know,
Ruiz is back to catch again.
Right, Ruiz is back to catch. They picked up a couple of free agents. It's still a pretty formidable lineup.
Okay.
Marlon Byrd is in center field. Sure. I mean, it's a better team, I think, than last year. And
Dominic Brown?
Yeah, Dominic Brown. And I think under Sandberg, it's going to be a different situation.
Okay.
And with Boa as his bench coach, I think the dynamic is going to be a lot of fun. I did a long piece on Boa and, what he's going to do with the team. And, he's going to be like, he's the infield coach, the bench coach. He's in charge of replay to make sure that Sandberg gets the replay right. And, as really a first full season as the major league manager, couldn't have a better combination than those two guys who go back to the Phillies' great trade of 1982 when Sandberg was the throw-in with Boa.
Right. Well, I'll put the over-under at 10 for the 10 games before Boa gets thrown out.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting.
Within the first 10, he goes.
Yeah, he'll have to. Well, yeah. Yeah. As somebody said, he still chirps.
I like him. He's good. Man.
Right.
I know you're a good friend of his. You've written about him. Let's talk about the Pirates a little bit because, there's a good article someone wrote on the Internet yesterday about bullpens, the top 10 bullpens. I forget who wrote it, but, the Pirates are in there, the Cardinals, the Reds, these power bullpens. The Pirates are still a team to deal with.
Well, the Pirates, what they did was they made very few changes and they just doubled down on what they did last year. So you have the same group of guys and they're all pretty young. All coming back around, McCutcheon. They've got this kid, Greg Polanco,
yes,
who's supposed to be the next coming outfielder. And Hurdle kept saying that he's probably going to go to AAA, but he's been playing them, and he hit a home run off the Yankees in Tampa. So I think he's going to get some time. And even if he starts at AAA, he's a kid you're going to see in the outfield and coming there too.
Wow. All right, Barry Bloom, MLB.com. You can read him. As you know, he's all over the place. And I don't have time today to do it, but next time you're out here, I want to talk about the new rules.
Sure.
Which you alluded to, that they can actually in the clubhouse take a look and advise the manager whether to do the throw the flag, so to speak. But one chance for the manager, that's it.
Or two.
Isn't it one chance to throw the flag?
One chance, and you reserve it a second time if you're right.
Right. If you're right, you get it again. But after the seventh inning, the umpires on their own can review whatever they want. There's a long list of things. But you and I talked about a lot over the winter, and you're right in the middle of that stuff and the catching rules as well. But Grapefruit League, Cactus League, what do you like better?
Oh, I mean, the Cactus League it's not even close. I mean, here I live in Phoenix. I'm in Midtown Phoenix. The farthest ballpark from my condo is 45 minutes out to Surprise, and I quibble about going out there. I mean, from my place, you can go to Diamondbacks, Colorado, here, Mesa now, Tempe, Phoenix. They're all within like 15, 20 minutes of my place. It's not uncommon in the Grapefruit League to drive 2 hours to just
really?
Play a game.
Yeah, amazing.
And there are some places, like Port Charlotte, I don't understand why the Rays would move out of St. Petersburg, where their fans could actually go see them on a regular basis, and move to this isolated camp in Port Charlotte, which is very nice, but it's just so far away from Tampa, nobody's ever going to come down to see them play.
Money.
Well, yeah.
It's usually money. Whenever you have a baseball question, first answer is Babe Ruth. The second is money. That's the way you answer baseball questions. All right. Nice to see you, as always.
Nice to see you,
too. All right. More coming up. Barry's going to go, and we're going to come back. We'll take a break.